Throughout the week here on KCRW, you've been hearing a lot about Pacific Standard Time, or PST. It's a Getty-led initiative, and this year is dedicated to what they call LALA, Latino and Latin American cultures and their relationships with Los Angeles. That support from the Getty has helped fund some 70 shows around Southern California of mostly modern or contemporary art. But that doesn't mean things aren't happening at the Getty itself. Here now to talk about what you can see there is KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohojewska-Phelps, and this is Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Eric.
A quick primer before we start. This officially starts a week from today at Grand Park. What is PST and what's its aim?
Well, that's the big launch party for Pacific Standard Time. This is an initiative from 2011. That was the first one. That was dedicated to understanding more thoroughly the history of modern and contemporary art in Southern California. And this is the same principle. They've dedicated an enormous amount of money to help all these different organizations do shows that address the issue of Latino art and Latin American art, of course, because of our own population and its diversity.
So what's happening specifically at the Getty Museum?
Well, that's where there's a lot about what's happening around this initiative, but what are the shows there? There will be four of them, and they're all very distinct. One of the promising ones is about Argentina and photography between 1850 and 2010. It's called Contradiction and Continuity. There are 60 artists. But from 1810 onward, this country developed this very unique culture of its own. And these photographs will sort of document how that evolved, whether it's, you know, photographs of the gauchos on the pampas or the influences of Eva Perón.
Now, there's a good amount of art that's on display that was not created using traditional materials, things like cardboard or plastics. And as I understand it, the Getty has plans for how to preserve that art for the long term.
There's a very well-regarded collection of Latin American art owned by Patricia Phelps de Cisneros. This is this particular part of the collection is from lots of artists from Argentina and Brazil who were part of what was called the concrete art movement. This is between 1946 and 1962. A lot of it is geometric abstraction. But indeed, these artists would not necessarily just be working with oil paint on canvas in the traditional way. And while selections from this collection are on view at the Getty, the conservation department there is going to do some testing to see how to preserve these works into the future. This is always a big problem for much of contemporary art that's not made with materials that were time-tested. And the Getty has a long history of being involved in finding solutions to those problems.
Now, the main exhibition is called Golden Kingdoms, offering up art from the ancient Americas. What was your opinion of that installation?
Well, you know, luxury and legacy in the ancient Americas, there are more than 300 pieces and dating from 1000 AD to the arrival of the Europeans in the early 16th century. Now, we know that Latin America is wealthy with gold, and many of the ritual objects and the jewelry are extraordinary and ornate, but they're made with gold. Some pieces you're going to see that you probably haven't seen before, made by the Peruvian Moche, who are considered masters. But, you know, in that area, it wasn't all about gold. In the Andean cultures, it was about exotic bird feathers, these brilliant, iridescent, long feathers that they used in their objects and that they commanded respect. And those were considered even more desirable than gold, rarer and had with greater properties. And then you'll also see objects from the Yucatan Peninsula, specifically from the Chichen Itza pyramids, which you know about. And you're going to see these cultures come and go and the extraordinary legacies they've left behind. And it might remind you that our own culture is nowhere near as old as this, you know, and certainly not in the United States. And we might think about what kind of legacy we're going to be leaving behind and whether anyone's going to be collecting that and showing that in 1,500 years.
Well, it all sounds fascinating and wonderful. All shows are on view through January of next year. And for more information on Pacific Standard Time, LALA, head to our website. That's KCRW.com/Art Talk. Hunter Drohojewska-Phelps with this week's Art Talk.
Thanks. Thank you, Eric.